Okay, we are back. Today is Daf Pei Zayin. We're on Pei Vav Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah, about 8 lines from the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Shnayim Sheshalchu Shnei Gittim Shavim. Let's say Reuven writes a get for his wife, and another guy named Reuven writes a get for his wife. And sure enough, both wives have the exact same name. So each one's writing a get with the exact same language in it, same name, same town, everything's the same. So too the other guy. And then the two gets get mixed up. So we don't know which one's which. It's not a problem. Vinus Arvu, they both get mixed up. So you know what? No same Shnayim Lazu, Vishnayim Lazu. Let one Reuven give both to his wife. Let the other Reuven give both to his wife. Lamaisa, the woman has received her get. Everything's good. No problems. Lefikach, therefore, Avad Mehen, Echad Mehen, if you lost one of them, Hare Sheni Batal, the second one's worthless. Second one's worthless, because with one get, we don't know who it's for, can't give it to them, it's worthless, but if you have both, you're safe. Now, the next case is even harder. Chamisha shekasvu klal besoch haget. You write a get with five women in it. Five people are going to be using what they're cheap. They don't want to spend to write it in five gins, so they're going to all write it in one. So if it's written in what's called a klal, which the Gemara will explain, Ish ploni, magarish plonis, so-and-so is divorcing so-and-so, uploni, plonis, and number two is divorcing wife number two, and number three, number four, number five. Then, va'edim milmata, and the edim star in the bottom of that, kulon ksherin. It's all good. V'yinasein l'chol achas v'achas. You give it to each and every one. Chassam Sofer says, all five women appoint the same guy to be a shliach. So with one nesina, they all get it. Okay?
Who gives it?
Let's say maybe the five baals will appoint a shliach also, okay? Or the five, or each one can give it to the same guy. They'll pass it around. It's no problem. The achas, the yinasin l'chol achas achas. They give it to each and every one. Ha yakosef tofes l'chol echad ve'echad. But if you wrote individual portions for each and every wife, then va'edim olmata. Then the edim sign the bottom of that. Eschar edim nikrin imo kosher. The only one that's kosher is the last one, which is the one that's right above where the signature signed. That's the only one that's going to be kosher. The other four are puzzle. What's going on here? The Gemara will explain in a minute. But before the Gemara explains that, the Gemara explains the first part of the Mishnah, which said, Mantana, who's the author of this Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Deloka Rabbi Elazar. It can't be Rabbi Elazar. Why not? The E Rebbe Lazar, if it's Rebbe Lazar, given to Amar Eidim Asira Karsi, since he holds Eidim Asira Karsi, what effectuates a get? The giving it over. Then Ha Lo Yadi Haimenayu Kamagarsha. You don't know which one's getting divorced. You don't know which get is divorcing which wife. Right? You don't know which gets divorced. Therefore, this Mishnah must be Reb Meir, who holds Eidi Chasima Karsi. And everybody agrees that when a mayor says Eidi Chasima Karsi, you don't have to know what you're signing. You don't have to know who it's... You might not have to know all that. You know, this is a get from Reuven to Shimon, and you sign it. Now it got lost. It's a big deal. Big deal. But the time I signed it, the time the Edom signed it, they knew it was for Reuven and Leah. And there's another guy, Reuven and Leah, down the block. And nobody knew it's going to get mixed up. It doesn't make a difference. At the time it was signed, there was Lashma. Lashma's on the chasima, right? The kasav la goes in the chasima according to a mayor. But according to Rabbi Lazar, there's no. If you just write a get, the Torah says the kasav v'nasan biyada. So writing a get lashma is irrelevant. It might be a prerequisite, but it's not enough. There has to be nesina lashma. Otherwise, there's no mesira. Eidim mesira karsi. There has to be mesira lashma. So if two people have the same names and they get mixed up and they're given over to the woman, there's no Mesiru L'Shema. Es the Chidush Yerim, why not? Why not? So what? It's mixed up. Big deal. Big deal. Big deal. So it's mixed up. So what? I have L'Shema. There's two getting over here. There's four people in the room. Two Reuvens, two Leahs. Let's go. What's wrong? So the Chedushim answers, there's a Tosvos that says that, let's say a guy, for whatever strange reason, writes two gets to his wife. He writes one, he writes another one, hands them both to her. The halacha is, she's not divorced. Why? Because it says Sefer Krisos, and not two. The Sefer, one Sefer Krisos you give, you don't give two. So it's not a problem over here. So for some reason, I'm not exactly sure why, he says that here only one is working. Only one's working. We just have to not know which one. That's the difference. It's not a problem of two get. It's not two gets. One gets. One gets me, and one gets the other Reuven. We just don't know which one's which. That's what's going on over here. That's why it's a problem of Ada Mesira Karsin. So that's all B'shitas Reb Yirmiya explaining Reb Elazar. The Reb Elazar, right? Abaya. Abaya says no. Afim would tell him Reb Elazar. This whole everything we just said is Abaya. Aim at the Rabbi Reb Elazar. Ksiva l'shma. When did Reb Elazar say you require l'shma? That's only ksiva l'shma. Nesina l'shma b'bayi. You need the Sina Lashma? Now, of course, you need the Sina Lashma. Otherwise, he didn't do anything. Writing Lashma is nothing. Of course, that's the Mesira. What he means to say is that since the Mesira is happening, two gits are being given to each woman. One of them is good. That's enough. We don't have to have such amazing Lashma that's the one. It's one of those two. Which one? I don't know. They got mixed up. That's good enough. That's what Abaya means to say. Okay.
How many gets? Four gets
or two gets? Two gets. So four people. It's two husbands and two wives.
The first woman who gets it has to give it back, and then you give it to the second woman?
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly what happens. Right. 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 Dar Samach asked, why don't you say Brera? According to this one, right? Brera is retroactive knowledge. So retroactively, we'll say, she got, right, whichever one was supposed to be gotten, she got it. Oh, so we don't say Brera by Gittin. That's the answer. Well, we had this debate. We don't say Brera by Gittin. For whatever reason, we don't say Brera by... The reason is because the Kasa V'Nosan is present knowledge, not past knowledge. So it has to be a present knowledge, and that's why Brera would not work. Fine. Next. Chamisha Shekasvu Klal. Hechidami Klal, Hechidami Tofes. We said if it was a Klal, if it was written like a Klal, that's fine. If it was written Tofes, it's not fine. What does that mean? It's a machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zman Echad Lekulan. The get has one date on it. It's dated today, and then you have five names, five people divorcing each other. That's Klal. That's fine. Zeh Klal. One second, I'm sorry. Amar Yochanan, Zman Echad Lekulan, Zeh Klal. Zman Lechol Echad Ve'Echad. But if there's a separate Zman for each of the couples, Zeh Tofes. That's Tofes, that's no good. Only the last one would be good. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, no. Afilu Zman Echad Lekulam, even if there's one Zman also Nami Havi Tofes. That's also a problem. So Hechi Dami Klal, so what would be good according to him? What's the Klal, this general get that would be good for five people, five couples? The Kasav, well they wrote, Anu Ploni, Uploni, Gershanu Nishosenu. Me and my four friends, right, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, are divorcing our five wives, Plonis, Uplonis. That's klal. Maskafol Rav Ada l'Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Zman Echad l'Kulan, the one who said that one Zman is good for everyone, Zehu klal, that's a klal. Lechosh, let's be afraid, Dilma ki chasmu sadi abasra hu dechasmi. Maybe when the Edom signed, they're only signing on the last couple. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn Edom chasumen al she'ela shalom beget puzzle, that when somebody writes a get, and for whatever reason, they write on the bottom of the get, she'ela shalom, the wishing someone good wishes, and Edom sign it, the get's puzzle, because we're chashinon, shema al she'ela shalom chasmu, maybe they're signing on the good wishes, and they're not signing on the get. So how on earth can two Edom sign on five gets in one piece of paper? Maybe they're only signing on the bottom one. If you write other text on the bottom of a get and Edom sign it, the whole get's no good, because we're afraid they're only signing on that extraneous text, not on the whole get.
Did we learn this before, getting with the folding gets?
Yeah, so we're talking about a regular get now. That's a special chumrah by folding gets. The regular get. A guy writes a get, and then he starts to write about, the Yankees and the stock market. And he's writing a whole Megillah, and then two people sign it. So the whole get's no good. They signed the get. Yeah, but all that other stuff is in there. And that other stuff, Shayla Shalom, maybe that's what they're signing on. That's a problem. So too over here, there's five people's names, but maybe they only meant to sign on the bottom. So the Gemara answers, La Vitmar Allah, Amar Biavo, Rabbi Yochanan himself told me, Sha'alu pasul, if it says She'ela Shalom, yeah, it's pasul. But Vish'alu, but if it says and, then it's kosher. Why? Because it's one long big story. So, when you write couple one, and couple two, and couple three, and four, and five, and then they sign, they're signing on everybody. That's okay. If they wouldn't have the and, you'd have a problem.
Right,
but that's what it means. It's, but it's for but five couple. No, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda are divorcing their wives, respectively.
Right.
Leah, Adina, whatever.
So what's the last couple?
What? No, so maybe it's written in Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Maybe it's the last one. That's the only one they mean. Right, so there's five names. You can't. So the last one of those. I understand, but it's still the Baal. So that could be what it means. So how can I be here too? The kasef la ploni uploni uploni, right? Ploni uploni uploni. That's okay. So you're right. It means everybody. What would happen if you wouldn't write the and? I don't know. Which couple would be divorced? I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe you'd have a suffix. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Vesulu Rabbi Yochanan d'amar zman l'kol echad zeu tofes. Wait a minute. So we said if there's one zman, that's a problem, right? I'm sorry. If there's man for each and every one, that's a problem. My area, Mishum Tofes, why are you coming on to the problem of Tofes? It's individualized, and we're not going to know who the Eidim meant to sign. I have another problem, a bigger problem. Tepaklei, Tahavilei Nichtav Biyom, V'Nechtav Balayla. The Gemara assumes, right now in the question, that they wrote it by day, and then they signed it the next night, which is a different day. Right? Jewish calendar? Huh? So the Gemara's answer is not true. Right, the Gemara answers, Amalei, Markashisha, Bered Rav Chista, Laravashi, Markashisha. Rav Chista, for some reason, named his two sons Mar. He had two sons named Mar. So the older one was called Markashisha, and the younger one was called Mar Yinuka, right, which means old and young. Right, Tosas reverses it. He says the younger one, the older one was called the younger, because he was born when Rav Chista was younger. Either way, why Rav Chista named his two sons with the same name, I don't know. Nobody does that anymore. Is Sfar them do that, maybe? Rav Chista was a Sephardi, I don't know. So anyway, he said, Lurvashi, Hachamin Mishrei Rav Yochanan. No, the Kasef Behu, Bechad Shabza, Bechad Shatza. No, they were both written and signed on Sunday. No problem. We had a Havamina that maybe with all this tumult going on, by the time they got to sign it, it was the next day. No, it was not the next day. Amalei Ravina, Lurvashi, Lurvash Lakish, Dama Zman Echad Lekulam, Nami, Tofes Havi. So if, fine, so Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, according to Rish Lakish, who said, Zman Echad Lekulam, that this one Zman is a Tofes, Hechi Domi Klal, again, what's the Klal? The Kasav Bey, Hachi, Anu Ploni, Uploni, Girashnu, Shasenu, Plonus, Uplonus. We said that already. That according to Rish Lakish, what's the Klal? Me and him are divorcing our wives A, B, and C. The Gemara says, Nimtzu comes out, Shtei Nashim Eskareshes Beget Echad. Wait a minute. What's going on? More than one woman is being divorced with one get. Vatora Amra, Vikasav La, Velo La, Vilachavrata. You can only, one person can get divorced with one get, not more than one. This question could go on everybody. So the Gemara says, Dahadar Kasiv, this might answer your question from before. Dahadar Kasiv, could you repeat and write, Ploni Girish Plonis, or Ploni Girish Plonis? You individualize them. So it's Ki'ilu, each one is its own get. Why is this any different than what we learned earlier about freeing avadim, where it says, and avadim and women are always compared, the same halachos, a get shichur to an eved, titanya hakosev kol nechasim l'shne avadiv. If somebody writes all of nechasim to two of his avadim, kanu, they acquire it, umashachrin zezeh. And they free one another. So what do you see? One get is freeing two of Adam. So why can't one get free two women? So the Gemara says, no. Lavo kimle b'shtei sharos. Didn't we say that was two sharos? You give one star to one Evan, one star to the other Evan. Two sharos, not a problem. Tani kavasei d'Rav Yochanan, tani kavasei d'Rish Lakish. We have a brisa that supports Rav Yochanan and a brisa that supports Rish Lakish. Tani kavasei d'Rav Yochanan, we have a brisa that supports Rav Yochanan, chamisha, five people, shekasvu b'soch haget, that they write within a get. Ish ploni megarish plonis. Reuven's divorcing his wife. Uploni, uplonis, uploni, uplonis. Vizman echad l'kulam. and one's man for everybody. Va'edim milmata, and edim's on the bottom of that. Kulon ksherim. It's all kosher. V'tinasin l'kolachas v'yachas, and they each one will receive that get, and they'll be divorced. Zman l'chol echad ve'echad, but if there's one zman for each and every one, v'edim milmata, and the edim sign the bottom of that, estra edim nikron imo kosher. When the edim sign that, only the last one is going to be divorced. That's exactly Rabbi Yochanan Shita, by the way. But that's the time they come up to Rabbi Yochanan. We have a Tana that says Rabbi Yochanan's right. Now, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, a different halacha, im yesh revach beinehen, puzzle. If there's empty space in between, it's puzzle. V'yimlav, and if not, kosher. Why? She'ein zman nafsikon. The zman doesn't make a difference. So he has a different pshat than the Tanakama, but Rabbi Yochanan, we have a brayso that supports the Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Tanakavasi de Rish Lakish, we have a brayso that supports Rish Lakish. Chamisha shekasvu klal b'soch haget. If five people write in a general way, Anu, Ploni, Uploni, Girashnu, Nishosenu, Plonis, Uplonis, Ploni, Girash, Plonis, Uploni, Girash, Plonis, right? First you say in general, and then you specify each and every one. Zman echad l'kulam, and there's one zman, for edim molmata, and edim sign below, kulam kisherim, it's all good, v'tinasein l'chol achas v'yachas, and everyone gets it, zman l'chol echad v'yachad, if there's zman there, each one has a different zman, v'revach l'chol echad v'yachad, or space, v'edim milmata, and edim sign on the bottom, es sha'edim nekron imo kosher. Only the last one's kosher, that's exactly Rish Lakish. For Meir Omer, a different pshat, afal pi, she'ein revach b'neim puzzle, even if there's no space, it's puzzle, shazman mafsikon, because the zman makes a difference. Now, the Gemara asked, for Rish Lakish, my iri zman l'kol echad v'echad, according to Rish Lakish, why did the Brisa single out zman? Ha Omer zman echad l'kulam nami tofes havi, even if there's one zman, it's a tofes. So for sure, if there's more zman, it's a tofes. So the Gemara says, "Hani milihecha de la arvinhu meikara." That's where there's not mixed up in the beginning. Avol hacha de arvinhu meikara. Here they're mixed up. They're all. It's mentioned all the men and all the women in the top mixed up. E palig lahu zman in. If you separate them with zman, good. E lo. And if not, not. So since they're all mixed up. If the zman is separated, then the get will be puzzle. And if the zman is not in by elo, if you don't write a zman for each and every one, then the get will not be puzzle. Fine. Okay. That was the easy part of the daf. Now it gets hard. Here we go. This case is very difficult. Says the Mishnah. The first part of the case is the Mishnah is easy. Before we start the Mishnah, one word of introduction. The Mishnah is going to talk about Edom, who sign a get. There's two ways you can sign a get. You can sign a get like a Jew, which is Avram ben Terach, right? Avram ben Terach. Or you could write a get like a Yevoni, like a Greek, even though they were Jewish, but they came from Greece, and they used to write a get as follows. Terach ben Avram, which would mean Avram ben Terach. They wrote it backwards. That's bottom. They wrote it backwards. Okay? They meant Terach is the father of Avraham. Avram is the guy signing the get. But it would say Terach ben Avraham, which means Terach ben Kama Avraham. Avram is the son of... That's how they would write it. Okay. It's reversed. They would write Terach ben Avraham, even though Avram's the guy signing it. No. Avram is the son. Avram is the son. But they would write Terach ben Avraham, and it means Terach is the father of Avram, who's the son. That's how they would write it. Okay? Now, imagine in your head two gittin written on one piece of paper. One on the right column, one on the left column. You have to hold cup for this. One on the right column, one on the left column. So if somebody writes, like a Hebrew, Avram ben Terach, the name Avraham, who's the aide, is on the right side. Ben Terach is irrelevant. That's on the left side. Then somebody writes underneath Yitzchak ben Avram. The Yitzchak is the aid. Yitzchak is the aid. Happens to be. His father's name is Avram. That's lovely, but that's not irrelevant. We sign a get with your father's name. So since there's two gittin, there's a right side and a left side. So the right side has two signatures under it, Avraham's and Yitzchak's. That's going to be fine. What about the left side? The left side has no signatures. Now, let's say we add on two signatures. Those signatures are signed like a Yevani. So they're signed Terach ben Avram. Now, the guy who's signing, his name is Avram. Right? So the word Avraham is underneath the left side. Then it says, underneath, Avram ben Yitzchak. The guy who signed it, his name is Yitzchak. His name, he's the aid. It's on the left side. So, right? You understand what's going on? So if one get written on, two gets written on one piece of paper, on the right side you have Adim, on the left side you have good Adim. The father's name is all mixed up, that's fine. Okay? Now we're ready to start the Mishnah. Only gets harder. Here we go. Shnei Gittin Shekasvin Zebetzadzeh. Two Gittin are written side by side on one piece of paper. The Shnayim Adim Ovrim Bum. I'm sorry, Vishnayim Adim Ivrim, two Jews, everyone's Jews, but they sound like a Hebrew, meaning Avram ben Terach, Baim Itachazeh, Letachazeh, one under the other. So you have Avram ben Terach, Yitzchak ben Avram. Then, Vishnayim Adim Yevonim, and two Adim who sign in Greek, Baim Mitachazeh, Letachazeh, they sign underneath that. And it'll say, they sign underneath that. Yehuda ben Yisachar and Shmuel ben Yecheskel. Who are the Edim? Yisachar and Yecheskel. Right? Because it's written backwards. That's how they signed it backwards. Now, that's the easy case. Now, Estra Edim Harishonim Nikron Imo Kosher. So then the halacha is going to be whichever two signatures are closest to the get are going to be kosher. So in this case, we've written two Hebrew and then two Greek. The two Hebrew are closer to the text. Only the right get is going to be kosher. The left side's not going to be kosher. Okay? No, they're not. Because you wrote, they're underneath the guy's father's name.
They're underneath the first two.
They're underneath the father's name of the first two. Okay? So it's not going to be good. Now you have to hold up for this. Ready? Two gets on one piece of paper. On the right side, on the left side. I'm going to read the Hebrew, then I'm going to tell you what it says. An Ivri or Yevani. An Ivri or Yevani. Bor mitachazeh letachazeh, one under the other, shneim psul in the both puzzle. Only Rashi Tosfos make the very difficult Tosfos. Rashi will go simple with Rashi, very simple. The first person who signs it like an Ivri, Ruvain ben Yaakov. The next guy writes it as a Yevani, he signs it underneath the word Yaakov, on the left side, it says Yosef ben Shimon. Yosef on the left line, then ben Shimon on the right side. His name is Shimon. He writes it backwards because he's a Yevani. So what do you have? Nothing. On the left side right now you have nothing. On the right side you have nothing. Because it says ben Shimon. Underneath that, Ivri writes, let's say, Kahos ben Levi. So on the left side now, you have the word Kahath. On the right side, you have the word ben Levi. Ben Levi's nothing. Somebody's father. It's Kahath's father's name. Then on the fourth line, it says, Terach ben Avram. Who's the aid? Avram. So on the right side, you don't have two signatures that are one on top of the other. And on the left side, you don't have two signatures that are one on top of the other. The whole thing is no good. Okay? Does anyone understand that?
The picture's help.
The picture's help.
You understand the question is why?
What? The Gemara is going to ask the question why. The Gemara is going to ask why. It's not so. You'll see why in a minute. You'll see why in a minute.
So you mixed up two things.
Yeah, you mixed up two things.
And they're not directly on top of each other. In other words, they're not in the right place on the get.
They're not in the right place on the get. Exactly.
Right.
They're not in the right place. You have a good name, then a good name, then a good name, then a good name. It's like a zigzag. It's like a zigzag. And the father's names are in the open spaces. Those don't count. So the Gemara says, V'lichshar hai b'Reuven, the hai b'Ben Yaakov, aid. Maybe the one who signed on the right side was named Reuven. And the one who sat on the left side was another person named Yaakov. And the Ben, what is the Ben doing there? Reuven, his name is Ben Yaakov, a different person, Ben Yaakov. So maybe it's two separate people. And if it's two separate people, I have two good signatures on one line. So the Gemara says, again, V'liskasher hai Reuven v'hai Ben Yaakov aid. The Hatnan Ben Ish Ploni aid kosher. If you write just Ben Ish Ploni, I'm the son of so and so. Doesn't even say my name. I'm an aid. That's good enough. So maybe Ben Yaakov is good enough. So the Gemara says no. The kosher Reuven Ben Akama, the Yaakov aid Abasra. It says Reuven Ben on one line, on one under one half, and under the other half it says Yaakov aid. So what's that? So the Gemara says, "V'lekasher haibu Reuven ben, v'lekasher haibu Yaakov aid." So good, Reuven ben is one person, and Yaakov aid is another person. Two separate people. Again, we didn't change anything. Tanan ish ploni aid kosher. Just says Yaakov aid is good enough. It's good enough. So the Gemara says, "No, the low kus of aid. Maybe it didn't say aid. V'ibayseima or lolam the kus of aid. It did say aid v'adin and b'ha the chasim blav Yaakovu. That's not Yaakov's signature. Obviously, it's Reuven ben Yaakov." And you know what? Reuven ben Yaakov is only one person. Only one person. So the Gemara says, the Dilma Bishma Davua Chosim, maybe Reuven signed it twice. One side he signed it as Reuven, and on the other side he signed it as Ben Yaakov. Or he signed it as Yaakov, giving cover to his father. So he signed it twice, really. So why are you saying it's only one aid? It's two. He signed that get Reuven and that get Ben Yaakov. So the Gemara says, no, lo shavak in a shmei v'chasim shmei davui. Nobody would do that. Nobody would not mention their own name and only mention their father's name. Nobody would have the chutzpah to do that. So the Gemara says, oh, nobody would do that. Nobody would do that. The chutzpah is now. V'dilma simana shavye. Maybe he made a simon. Right? You're allowed to do that. You could sign your get. You could sign your name. You could sign a simon. How do we know? The harav tayar kivra. Rav signed a fish. V'rav Chanina Harusa. And Rav Chanina signed a dekel. V'rav Chista Samach. Rav Chista signed a letter of Samach. V'rav Hoshia Ayin. Rav Hoshia signed an Ayin. Rav Huna Tayar Mechusa. Rav Huna signed the sale of a ship. So you see, all these gedolim signed different symbols. So the Gemara says, no, lo chatzif inish l'shavuyi l'shma davu simana. Nobody would have the chutzpah. You're making a mark for yourself. Your mark is the name of your father? Nobody would do that. Therefore, that can't be pshat. So we could spend 1 minute talking about all these symbols. What are all these symbols here? Why did Rav sign a fish? So the Yavit says, because the Ayin Hara is not shalad on a fish. And why did he sign a dekel? Because of tzadek atama yifrach. And why did he sign a samach? Because he could be somech on this, on my signature. And why did he sign an Ayin? Don't worry, I looked over this document before I signed it. And why did he sign a sail of a ship? To demonstrate he's the captain. He's like the God of Adar. Like, it's okay. I signed it. You can rely on it. That's what the guy of it says. Rav Meir Shapiro says, only on the fish. Unbelievable vart. Why did Rav sign a fish? Of all things, why a fish? Was it Rav? He signed a fish. So he says, we know the Gemara, there's a famous story, a mashal in the Gemara, that the fish are swimming by the water, and the fox tried to outsmart the fish, and the fox says, why don't you come out onto the dry land? It'll be much better over here. So the fish says, in our own environment, we have it hard. Imagine if we come to not our own environment. Imagine how hard it's going to be. Says Rabbi Shapiro, that's why he signed a fish. In our own environment, we have it hard. Imagine if we leave our environment. Imagine how hard we're going to have it. So he signed a fish. That was his symbol for life. Right? You have to, and even in our own environment, nothing's ever easy. Allah has come to if we leave the environment. That's why he signed a fish. Good? Okay. Now, V'laskasher hai b'shnei edim ivrim, v'laskasher hai b'shnei edim yivonim. Mati's question: what's wrong with using the two Jew, the two edim who signed like ivrim, and the two edim who signed like yivonim? Why not? What's wrong with it? Ditnan get shekasvo ivris, the aid of yivonis. If it gets written in Hebrew and it's signed in Greek, or yivonis, the aid of ivris, kosher. It's going to be kosher. V'chi tema, and if you want to tell me, kivan de muflag b'shnei shitin lo. If you want to tell me that the problem is that there are two signatures of Hebrew before I get to the two signatures of Greek, and therefore they're stuck in there and it's no good, That's the problem. That's not a problem. V'amar chizkia, miluhu bikrovim. Even if relatives sign that, kosher. In other words, you had a get. Two people signed it. Then someone said, hey, aren't those two relatives? Ah, oh, they're relatives. You know what? You're right. Let's get two good edim now. And those two edim sign under the relatives. It's kosher. Why? Why is it kosher? Why can't you have blank space and then signatures? The Gemara Bar Basra says, because it's a chashash, after that sign, you're going to fill stuff in. So, but if there's text over there, there's no chashash. Right? So why not? So why not? So ha, Tani Ziri. Ziri actually said, Shneim Kasherim, you're right, it's good. V'tana didon, dil, v'tana didon, why did our Mishnah say it's no good? Fine, Ziri said it's good. What about our Mishnah? Dilma, maybe, gundalith chasim. Maybe they signed it backwards. V'kulam, v'kulu echad hu dechasimi. There's only one good signature here. In other words, maybe these two, I'm not sure why there's only one. Oh, sorry, v'kulu achad hu dechasimi. They all signed it on one. In other words, they saw the two people sign like Hebrew. And then they said, hey, we know where we come from. We sign it backwards. But you know what? We'll sign it the regular way over here. Because this is where we are, actually. And there's no shma for that. They weren't having the right kavana to sign their name. So there's no chathima. So nobody, they didn't even really sign it. They're just trying to copy. So we don't know what they're doing. So therefore, the only one get is really signed. That's why it's no good. That's why it's no good. So, like I said before we started the share, somebody once, you know, there's a truism out there that the whole Torah is connected. The whole Torah cool is all connected. Everything's connected. So somebody once went to Chaim Kanievsky and said, how is Sukkah connected to Gittin? Well, how is Sukkah connected to Gittin? So Chaim Kanievsky says, the Beferish of Rashi, on page item number base. Because Rashi says that if you have space and then two signatures, the get's no good. But if you have two improper edim and then two signatures, the get's good. Rashi says, it makes perfect sense because by sukkah, the same thing. If you have empty airspace of three tfachim in schach, the sukkah is possible. But if you have improper schach, then you get up to four tfachim. Right? If it's empty space, it's three tfachim. If it's possible schach, you get an extra tefach. So what do you see? Possible space is more lenient than airspace. See the connection between Gittin and Sukkah? It's a Beferish Rashi. It's what? Okay. Eid Echad, the next part of the Mishnah said, Eid Echad Ivri ve'Eid Echad Yevani. If one Eid Echad signed it and one signed it like a Hebrew signature and one signed it in Yevani, it's good. It's no good, I'm sorry. But let's kosher hi the eid echad ivi the eid echad yevani the hi the eid echad ivi the eid echad yevani. Why isn't it good? Why not? The hatnan eid echad ivi the eid echad yevani kosher. We're going to see in a minute. This next mission coming up. If one signs in English and one signs in Greek and one signs in Hebrew, it's fine. So the Gemara says again, hatnan is the irish name ksherin. It's good. He said it's good. Taka v'tana didan. Why did our mission say it's no good? Dilma, maybe gundalis chasim. Maybe he signed it backwards. Vitzlasa echad v'chad, vitzlasa achad v'chad achad. Since the way I described it was name, father, father, name, father, name. The only one that's good is the last one. Everybody else is just no good. Because why? They don't know what they're doing. There's no lishma. Now, I will grant you, first of all, the Rambam holds, now, the reason why this Gemara was so difficult, really, is because we don't hold any signatures. We hold Edim and Sira Karsi. What on earth is going on here?
Isn't this the Gemara that Tosos quoted that Rav Elazar says that Af Edim Sira, right?
Yeah, Af, that's Af, or it's
Ba'akiv? If there was no Edim and Sira, then you can
use. Right, but that's not his Shita. He holds Edim and Sira. So, like, the Rambam says as follows. Listen to the Rambam. Kosav Shnei Gittin B'Shnei Dapin B'Megillah. Two edim, two gets on one piece of paper. Achazeb tazeb, one next to the other. Our zakamar right here. Im yesham shnei edim nikrim b'sof get zeh, v'shnei edim b'sof get zeh, harei zeh kosher. If you have two and two, no problem. V'chol shetete megillazu mitachaz yada miskureshes. She's divorced. They're both divorced. No, doesn't mention one word about Yevani. Doesn't mention a word. Next. Hayusham Shnei. This is in Perek Dalid of Hilchas Gittin. Halach Davos Halach Chaf. Here comes the Chaf Aleph. Hayusham Shnei Eidim Bilvad. Boy Mitachas Gedzel Tachas Gedzeh. Let's read that one. Fine. He doesn't mention anything about Yevani. Nothing about the Yevani. So the Magid Mishnah says something remarkable. He says, oh, because when the Rambam lived, nobody wrote in Greek anymore. So the whole thing didn't come up. The problem is, the Rambam himself says in the Pirush HaMishnayos that what the Gemara here means is any language which is written from left to right, which is most languages. Well, most Western languages, not the Middle Eastern ones. Hebrew and Arabic are written right to left. English and French and all Italian and Spanish, they're all written left to right. True, the Rambam lives in Arab countries, but he was aware, of course, of languages being written left to right. And he says that in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Lav dafka Greek. Yeah, by the time the Rambam lived, people didn't write Greek anymore. Greece was not on the world stage at all. That doesn't mean very difficult Magid Mishnah. The Chassan Sofer says that the reason why the Rambam left it out is because we hold like Rabbi Lazar, Eidim Mesira Karsi. So the whole thing is not even Shaykh. The whole thing is Keneged Halacha. This whole daf is not, that's very difficult because it's true what Michael said, that Rabbi Lazar holds that the Eidim help on some level. Maybe it might not be Ikar Adin what he holds, but it certainly helps. It's very hard to figure all this out. Exactly what the sheetahs are here, because it's just very difficult. I was reading it, I was like, wait a minute, but don't we hold like a Lazar? We hold like a Lazar. Eidim Mesira Karsi. So you need a grand theory to meld the two sheetahs about, even though we hold Eidim Mesira Karsi, how the Chassidim must work. Okay, next Mishnah. This Mishnah is also not easy. Shir Mitzvah Zaget, you left space. The Kasav Bedaf Hasheni. In other words, you started writing the text of a get. You had to go on to side B. Not side B. On one piece of paper, but another column. A second column. Then, Va'edim Omata. The Edim sign below that. Kasher, no problem. Chasmu Edim Berosh Hadaf. If Edim sign on the top of a get, before the text is written, or Min Hatzad, or they write off to the side, Oh, Me'achorav, or on the back, the get pashut on a normal get, not a get that's stitched with signatures and folded, not a normal, we're talking about a normal get, puzzle. All these cases are puzzle. Next, hikif rosho shalzeh b'tzad rosho shalzeh. That means you take a get, turn it upside down, take a get, turn it upside down. In other words, the top of the get and the top of the other get are like this. Take get one upside down, and get two is right side up. And where are the Eidim signing? In the middle. That is pasul. Hikif rosho shalzeh b'tzad rosho shalzeh v'eidim be'emtza shneim psulim. They're both no good. Now, sofo shalzeh b'tzad sofo shalzeh. Now, get number one is normal. Get number two is upside down. Okay? So that get number one is perfectly normal. Get number two, the bottom of the get is on top. And then, v'edim be'emsa, the edim are in the middle. Es sha'edim nikrin imo, kosher. The first get is kosher. Why? Because it's written normal, it's signed normal. The second get's no good. It's upside down. Third case, rosho shalzeh b'tzad sofo shalzeh. If the first get is normal, and the second get's also normal. One's on top of the other. They're both normal. However, the Edim are in the middle. The Edim b'em. So the Edim are in the middle. Es she'edim nikrim b'sofo kasher. So the Edim after the top get are fine. They signed a good get. The second get is no good. It doesn't have signatures on the bottom. It's signatures on top. Those all three cases are puzzle. Tosfos points out the first case is redundant. Because if why is it redundant? What? Here's a whole reason why. I'm gonna let it go because I don't understand. Now everything we said already. Getcha kasfu ivris. If it gets written in Hebrew, the eid of Yevanis and eidim are written in Yevanis. It could be either mean in real Yevanis or just the way they write it, like backwards, like signing it like a Yevani. or Yevanis ve'ed of Ivris, or it's signed like that and written in and signed in Hebrew, or Eidach and Ivri ve'edach and Yevanis, or one and one, or Ksav Sofer ve'ed, or it's written by a Sofer, and we said it means it's signed by a Sofer, ve'ed, and an aid, kosher, it's kosher. Ish Ploni aid, kosher. If the get says Ish Ploni aid, doesn't even say his name, just says Ish Ploni without his father's name, but it's also good. Ben Ish Ploni aid, kosher. The son of so and so, that's also good. Ish Ploni ben Ish Ploni velo kosav aid, kosher. That's also good. And v'kachay niki ha'edus shebi Yerushalayim. That's how the ones of pure das in Yerushalayim osin. They used to do that. They used to not write any
the word aid.
The word aid, right? There's a whole big discussion over here. Do you write the word rav or all these titles? That's a big discussion. The Ramah is a whole discussion. They write titles in the get, when you sign the get. Right, by a wedding they do it. But do they sign it that way?
No.
They just call you up like that. Rav are going...
That's how you know.
What?
That's how you know.
Right. So then why didn't they have it here? Why wouldn't they write even aid? Kasev chani chasa v'chani chasa kosher. If you write their nicknames, the Mordechai even already had in the early, if they had a family name, that's the same idea. In other words, not just the Leah, Bath, whatever, but even her family name, even sometimes the profession, all these types of things are all kosher. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up again tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.